This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. I was recalculating the expansion of the universe the other day, and was wondering if we could use that to justify a lot split on the property you just helped me buy.
Very, very, very clever. Very, 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 very clever. Written and voiced by Brent Logie, imitating Stephen Hawking. And unfortunately, they are both no longer with us. Very funny. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. Don't call Lens Pest Control. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline. If you have honeybees, you can relocate them. SBBA.org stands for the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, SBBA.org. I did a great interview over the holidays. I don't know if I put it on the podcast, but I'm going to make a note to do that soon. Great guest joining me, Dwayne Gomer. Dwayne, for those of you who prefer. Student debt affecting housing. Who puts the most pressure? Peer pressure, community college? What's going on with millennials in the millennium? So, and today's guest is 88 years old, so the median age for the last 2 weeks is about 92. And I've got a joke about a 92-year-old caddy. Let's see if I can get that in. Today's the last announcement for the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors Real Estate Market Update. It's coming up February 29th, 2019 at Fess Parker's Hilton Resort. You got speakers, you got food, appetizers, trade shows. $49 per person, $60 per person. Well, I guess the early bird price of $49 has gone away. And that's also supposed to only be for real estate agents. But, you know, I'd call them and try to negotiate. I called Cox and said I was thinking about canceling, and they negotiated my monthly bill. And then she said, and it's good for 12 months, no obligation, and call in 12 months and you could renegotiate. She literally said that. Literally? I guess I didn't need the word literally. That was redundant. She said that. So call the association and try to negotiate the $49 price. Who knows? Maybe they're sold out. 805-963-3787. 805-963-3787. California Association of Realtors economist and three agents on commercial, local, and Montecito in the luxury market. Okay. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And year to date, I'll do in the first segment, plus taking a look at what's in escrow over $1 million and the pending. The pending is spending. A quick update from Action Roofing Jack Martin as of February 16, 2019. Lake Atchuma was at 58% on February 16, 2019. And if it goes up 30 more 4 feet, it will be at spill level. Mm-hmm. Now, he went from feet to percentage. I guess 33 more feet will bring it to 100%. But I don't know how many feet it is. Lake Nacimiento is at 61%. And the snowpack is at 136% of normal. I don't know where that snowpack is, but fun facts to throw out at you. At you. Oh, that's the Simpsons 7-Eleven proprietor. Oh, Apu, I'm sorry. Well, let's see, 1A, 1B. Oh, and so if we can forget being frivolous and silly for a moment, guy with three real estate agents passed away within the last maybe month. I forgot to mention Mike Pearl. So I want to dedicate today's program to the memory of Mike Pearl. And then unbelievable, shocking news. Well, it was shocking with Mike. No one knew that he was sick. Gail Shannon, just a sweet, I don't know where she's from, Southern. She was just such a sweet lady. And Edna Bauer, who I think lived into her 90s. She was back in the day. So she had been a long time. So those are three people who are well liked and will be missed. Okay, so let's take a look at year to date. Now, here's what's interesting. The median price year to date is $1,517,000. That's just 7 weeks, and it's not going to sustain itself there. Last year, the median price year to date was $1,004,000, so it was about 8.5% higher. But of course, 2018 ended up at $1,255,000 for the median price. So I don't expect that the year to date price of $1,517,000 to sustain itself. But more interesting, we had fewer sales in 2018 over 2017, single-family homes. 2018, we averaged 19.75 sales per week. 2017, 21.7 sales per week. So about 100 fewer sales. So far year to date, we've had 92 sales, and last year, year-to-date, only 77 sales. So up 19% on the number of sales year-to-date. However, I took a look at, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I took a look at the next 9 weeks of last year's pending, and very high. So unless this year, the next 9 weeks, we have pendings in the 20s, in the mid-20s, out of the next 9 weeks that followed week seven last year, six of the nine were in the 20s, only two in the teens, and one 37 pending listings. So kind of rocked out there. So we'll see what happens in the subsequent weeks here. But so far, we're up in the number of sales and median price over last year. And not surprisingly, we have 77 listings in escrow over $1 million, represents 20% of the inventory. Last year, we only had 60. That's a snapshot that changes daily. 60 listings in escrow last year at this time, which represented 18%. Year before, we had 84. And going back, back in 2010, as low as 36, so less than half of today's number of what's in escrow over $1 million. So 92 sales year to date for the first 7 weeks, last year 77, but actually historically it's pretty low. 2017 going backwards, we had 107, 112, 100, 104, 122, 126. Those are number of sales for the first 7 weeks of the year, going back to 2012. 2011, 82. So historically, 92 this year and 77 last year for the first 7 weeks, not a lot. Not a lot of sales. Those are the stats for the week ending February 15th. A little bit of a, not a home maintenance tip of the week, but I was in a home and saw a Samsung front-loading washer and dryer. And I've heard about these, and it's kind of two-in-one. I think some washing machines, it has the front-loading and they sit on a pedestal. The pedestal might have a pull-out drawer, and there might be a unit down there, but these second units were on top. And it had like a little mini washer up on the top. And the dryer had a mini dryer. Now, the mini dryer didn't tumble, but maybe you're going to put a pair of sneakers or a delicate, like one of some of the shirts that Richards wear, they're very delicate and doesn't want to grease them. I don't know what you're going to put there, but if you're interested and you're out looking, Samsung, I'd like to get, there's a store in town, a high-end store, they're all over. I'd like to get them on the program to talk about appliances. Don't you interested in new appliances and technology? Ferguson's is the name. You heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I went to a wine and cheese event about a year and a half ago, and I figure I owe them something. Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We're going to take a quick break and hope that today's guest is still alive. He's 88 years old, Dwayne Gomer. Maybe we should just start a trend. Last week's guest was 95. Mm-hmm. So he's going to talk about student debt affecting housing. And we'll get an update from Dwayne Gomer. He has been teaching continuing education for real estate agents for many, many years. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.